I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. This is your girl, Chalk Mommy. Yes, I am still stopped up from my cold that I got last Friday, but I had it before then and I got rid of it. And then Thursday night, I went to sleep after I washed my hair up under a ceiling fan and it fucked me up. Then I made it to New York and I was sick every fucking day, the cold weather, and then me just being sick. Damn it. Oh, my God. I know you guys are wanting to know what happened in New York. Let's see. Am I going to tell or am I going to drag it out? You know what? I think I'm going to drag it out. Anyway, tonight's show is going to be a good show. I hope I don't lose my voice. Just remember, I am getting over a cold. So I still have my energy and everything like that. We're going to be playing music tonight. We're going to be playing a lot of new music from unsigned artists. Excuse me for yawning. I haven't been getting enough rest. Tonight's topic is going to be, what is your definition of good sex? So we started this on BBM this morning when I polled the question. And then the second part of the question was, could you tell the person that you're in bed with if they had bad sex? Would you tell them during, after, or not even say anything? And anybody that knows me, I'm going to tell you right during the act. I'm not going to let you finish it. That shit is nasty and whack. What the fuck I'm going to keep wasting my time for? Get the fuck off me. So, luckily I didn't come across that. When I was in New York, yes, let's see, how can I say this? I don't have a drought anymore. I let somebody tap the gents once when I was in New York, and that was definitely a great definition of, that was great sex. And I'll come back and tell you what my definition is of great sex in a little while. So, in the meanwhile, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play some music. I'm going to play, what I think I'm going to play. I'm going to play Knock You Down by Ponzi HD featuring Dan V. I love this song. It's like a nice hook to it and everything like that. So it's called Knock It Down by Hungry HD featuring Dan V. Here we go.
Let me knock it down. have to discuss. I'm too busy living my life. Success is like the American pie. Everybody trying to get on my flight. I gotta get it, get it.
Bro, don't forget your jacket.
too much noise in that background. So what I did was I went out and came back in on Sunday. Talking to for a while on BBM, and his name is King, and he was going to come over and check for me. Hold up, let me back up. Saturday, when I did get there, a friend of mine did come check for me. His name was Destro. And normally, every time me and Destro see each other, we get it in. But, you know, you guys know that I've been like, I am not about to have sex with anybody or whatever. So he came over, and I guess he felt like he could change my mind. He held me. Then he started getting undressed, and I'm looking at him like, okay, you really not understanding that I'm not that person anymore. So make a long story short, Big got hard. He got frustrated because it wasn't going down. So he stayed till like 5 o'clock in the morning, and then he left. He brought me a scarf because he knew it was going to be cold, and I was sick, and I don't believe in scarves, but now I do. So that's how Saturday night ended. So Sunday, my friend was going to come check for me, but he had a family emergency, and basically I tried to do the radio show, but the connection in the hotel was horrible, so I couldn't finish it. So what I did was said if I could try to do some homework because I had an exam that was due on Tuesday. So when my friend was like, he came from over, I'm just like, all right, whatever. You know, we text each other, and I went to bed. So I woke up Monday because I was supposed to meet with the designer for my panty line, and I don't know what the hell happened. I guess this is something I'm really going to have to do on my own because he never came through. I was going to get a tattoo in black ink. Caesar never called, so I could make an appointment, and then after seeing the tattoo that Duchess did on the Spanish chick Monday, she fucked that shit up. I'm like, I'm good, because I really never see them tatting people. I just see, like, some after effects, and to me, anybody can take a stencil and then tattoo, but after having the tattoo done on my leg and how the guy freestyled it, I'm going to forever have someone do my tattoo like that, draw on it. And so I was like, all right, cool. So then my friend ended up, I ended up talking to him on Monday, and then he came over. So I was sick, and things were cool. He brought me some juice that was 50% calorie-free and sugar-free. Basically, he brought me some fucking sugarless apple juice, and it was nasty. I wanted a Coke, but you know how men are. Y'all think y'all know what's best for a woman, so I didn't really argue. I tried to drink it. It was nasty. I kept drinking my Coke. So then he was like, oh, wow. He was admiring me because, you know, it was our first time meeting. We've been talking for a while and everything like that. And then he, like, brought me closer to him to sit. What happened was we sat down, and he pulled me down on his lap, and things started to grow. And I was just like, oh, my God. So think about it right there. You guys know, I haven't been with anybody since last year. Like, it's been some months, right? So when my friend held me on Saturday, it really didn't trigger anything for me. You know what I mean? But when King pulled me down on his lap and made sure I felt his manhood, I'm just like, oh, God, I can't do this. I'm just like, I felt the weakness coming over me. So now what y'all have to do is wait for the other shoe to fall so I can tell you guys what happened. So in the meantime, I'm going to play another song. And this one is like one of my favorite songs, and it's called Down For Me. I wanna know, will you be down for me? Is this something
I want my girl be going in. Come to think about it, she a perfect 10. Went and did a bid, she been riding ever since. Never tripping on that bread, she get every cent. Bath and Body Works, shawty got a perfect scent. Grandma told me keep her close, must be heaven sent. When we ain't together, I'm thinking where heaven went. She blew my mind, taking places it ain't never been. That's why I wanna take her places she ain't never been. I'm talking wearing red bottoms, baby, no Tim. Pool full of diamonds. Just take a swim. I'm gonna put a ring on it. That's your happy end. Bet you be happy then. Something to smile about. White fence around the yard. That's our house. Rich nigga shit. Louis luggage on the couch. Rich nigga shit. Louis luggage on the couch. Go.
We've been down
intermission, right? So I'm sitting on his lap and it's like things are starting to happen. I'm starting to feel things that I haven't felt in a very, very long time. And what's crazy is like he's Jamaican and I didn't know that he was that islander when I first started talking to him and everything like that. And it's like listening to him talk because he was having conversations and everything like that. And it was, like, mad cool. And it's, like, the chemistry was there. It started clicking and everything like that. And then me being me, I'm trying to fight it tooth and nail. Like, really trying to fight it. Like, no. And it's, like, the more I'm saying no, it's, like, the more my body is saying yes. And it's, like, just feeling the head near me. I was just like, oh my gosh, like I'm having a Macaulay talking moment, like, ah! So it's like, okay, my heart is beating fast, right? And then it's like a losing battle because next thing I know, it was going down. And I just had to go with the flow. And it was just so awesome. And I was just like, oh my God, this is what I've been missing. And of course, he was from Brooklyn. And I was just like, oh my God, this is like so good. And it's like the first point of penetration was crazy because I'm like so tight and everything like that. And I'm just like, oh my God. And he was not a small person. So then it's like, he's like taking his time. And then it's just going in. I'm getting relaxed. I'm getting into it. I'm wanting it more. I'm pulling him into me and everything like that. And then I'm just like, I want to ride. And he's like, no, hold on. Let me get some more strokes in. So then he finally keeps giving me them strokes. And I'm like, no. I want to ride. So roll over, get on top, and then it's a wrap. I started riding, and he's like losing his mind, like, oh my God, this shit feels so good. I'm like, it wasn't even like a mechanical bull. I was really riding the chocolate wave, and I was feeling all the emotions that's going on, and feeling my coochie getting super wet. She got hungry, she ready to nut. She hadn't had an orgasm in so long, but I'm taking my time with it. I'm like really, really taking my time because it's feeling so good and I'm savoring the moment. So it's like the intimacy was there, the passion, the compassion, the heat, everything was in sync. And I'm just like, oh my God. But then it's like that moment comes. And so when that moment comes, I'm just like, fuck me harder, fuck me harder. And oh my God, that was like one of the best horrific nuts that I've had. I met it all on the dick. Then he was just like, okay, it's time for me to hit it from the back. I'm like, oh God. Rolled over and let him hit it from the back. And he was wearing my ass out. Then he came on my back. The money shot was on my back. And I'm just like, oh. So I get up, take a shower, and he sits in a chair to catch his breath. He falls asleep. Then I'm sitting there laughing at him because I'm like, oh, you look so cute. I started to take a picture and put it on Instagram, but I didn't. Then, the next thing you know, he just gets up, hands still down, and he just falls on the bed, and he goes to sleep, and he's snoring. I'm like, yes! Now, that is my definition of great sex. And to even make it better, it's like, even though I'm back in North Carolina, and he's still in New York, I still think about it, and Chica jumps. That's truly a definition of great sex because I normally don't do that. And I was like, even like wanting him to spend the night with me on Monday, but I went to Brooklyn to do an interview with Big Crip and Fresh Gang Entertainment. So I didn't even think to ask him. I was so bad because I felt like I played myself as far as having like a night full of this intimate, explosive, hot, steamy, and nasty sex. Something I haven't had in a long ass time. So now here I am back in North Carolina, looking at these country ass dudes like, whatever. So, I mean, you know, by all means, what is y'all definition of great sex? I told y'all mine, so Jazzy, I know you're going to raise your hand because I know you got a definition of what great sex is. So I'm just like, oh. So while we take another intermission to get people time to get their definitions of great sex, we're going to play a new song by Emmanuel featuring Dream Team stars, and it's called Love You Again.
right. You got me fiending for you right now. And girl, how you taste? You smelling like some fruit. Strawberry body wash. Take as much time as you need. I'm just gonna sit here and look watch. Let me rip you out that towel. You feel just like a model. Put that love potion on me. Ain't nobody here to stop you when I bite. You scratch. Just marking all my tats. When I stroke, you moan. That let me know that you like that. Can I kiss you in your mouth slow and taste your lips? If you hop up on this pony, boy, I got your hips. I'm gonna satisfy your needs. I'll tell the sun, come back there. I'm wrestling moves, sex. I'm trying to make you tap out, baby.
Girl, I wanna stroke your butt tonight. I can't wait to love you.
Thinking about reaching, dog, I hell you don't get money, you ain't copping cool. We like Ray Allen when they come to shoot. We addicted to ball, and you comfortable loose. You playing both sides, what the fuck is you doing? You like a nigga with no hands, you ain't comfortable shooting. Fuck around and be identified as John Doe. I got that 9 on me, nigga Rondo. You should see that thing spark, it's like a light show. Stretch your ass out, keep you hanging from a light pole. Get caught slipping, something I never do. Nothing but body bags and Gucci Taylor suits. Get caught slipping, something I never do. Nothing but body bags and Gucci Taylor suits. If I gotta stay, bury me in all goose. All goose, all goose, all goose, all goose. My niggas let that chopper pop. No goose. It's all good, it's all good. If I die today, bury me in all good. All good, all good, all good, all good. My niggas let that chopper fly. No good, it's all good, it's all good, it's all good.
Okay, that was our music intermission, and we were talking about what's your definition of great sex. And I gave my definition of what I felt great sex was from the weekend. But, you know, to me, I think, like, great sex is when two people are extremely satisfied with each other. Both of them have reached their sexual peak. It's even better if they reach it at the same time, you know what I mean? And then it's like you have the intimacy of the cuddling and great conversation, and it's like while you're talking, then you start messing around, and, you know, it's time for round two, round three, round four, whatever round it is that you're on. You know, a lot of times, it's like we get so caught up in the moments where, you know, we're just fucking, and we're just thinking about, you know, each our own needs, that sometimes you get lost and don't really care about the partner. And I guess that's when it comes to, you know, what does that person mean to you after you have sex with them? Is it somebody you just fucking for the night? Is it somebody that you're going to see again? Is it somebody that you're thinking about having a relationship with? It just depends on, I guess, where that person is in your life. For me, I just got caught up in the moment. And, you know, like I said, I'm back in North Carolina. And, things really haven't changed for me. That hasn't drove me to be like, oh, I need to go find somebody to bang or whatever. I'm just like, whatever. You know what I mean? And I guess I'm like, well, shit, next weekend is CIAA weekend. It's going to be my first weekend there, my first time there. And it's a whole lot of stuff going on. And, you know, I got my room. I'll be here early Friday morning. I thought Prince's name was going to be able to make it, so she's not. So I'm just like, shit, you know, I got a room to myself, so party over here, party over there, party over here, what's up, no, what's up, live by Terrence, y'all over there dancing, I gotta let you guys in on a little secret. If you heard the song Down For Me, and then the song that I just played, All Gucci, that is my son rapping. I am really proud of him because he has grown musically with his lyrics, hooks, and everything, because I've seen him when he was rapping at the age of 15 or whatever. So I just had to throw that out there. I'm glad that Know Your Enemy was dancing to that track. That makes me feel good. But getting back to, you know, what's your definition of great sex? Oh, shit, there go Jazzy. I knew it was going to take something was going to trigger her. Hi, mamas.
Hey, girl, what's going on?
How you doing?
Good. I caught the tail end of the cuddling, and the it's growing. I think that was the last thing I heard. It's growing.
Yeah, it really grew. Like, it was growing when he had me sit on his lap, and then when I whipped it out, that shit just, I'm like, wow, pow, wow. And I was just like, oh, shit. Matter of fact, here go Ashley, I'm going to bring her in, too. And so it kind of, like, took me by surprise. because I really wasn't expecting anything to happen because I'm so hell-bent on, like, no. But I'm always so about when I go to New York, how Brooklyn is always the best. So I didn't let Brooklyn down. So, hey.
All right.
So, you know, it was quite interesting. So Jazzy, what is your definition of greatness?
Ooh, I think greatness is when anything goes. I don't like when you're restricted in the bedroom. I don't like men who are boring in the bedroom. I like men that are pleasers. And I think that excites me. Like, I like the fact to know that he's turned on and that he's going to do whatever to make me nut. So then that makes me want to do the same thing. So then it becomes like this inhibited experience where it's whatever, you know? Like, we could turn into two different people and be husband and wife in the morning. I like it.
So, if he asked you to piss on him, would you consider that to be great sex for him or you?
If he asked me to kiss on him or lick on him?
Piss on him, not kiss on him.
Oh. I'm not really into golden showers. Now, that's different. That's like going into, like, fetish, like, that kind of thing. I'm not giving nobody a golden shower. That's nasty. And I damn sure don't want you pissing on me. Like, that's not cool. But in terms of, like, oral sex or anal sex or, you know, I don't know, sex in public, like, those types of things turn me on. Like, I like it.
Oh, see, I most definitely feel you, because for me, like, the skin in a core, when people can catch you, that is, like, so awesome. What's going on with your phone, honey?
Let me hang up and call back, because I don't know what that weird noise is.
Okay. Oh, yeah, for everybody listening, like, I've had all these different co-hosts, and I've never, ever got to meet them in person. But on Tuesday night, my last night in New York, I actually got to meet Ashton, and it was the bomb. I had, like, such a good time talking to her in my hotel room. After she left, I kind of wish I could have invited somebody over to knock it down, but I guess that one was good enough for me at the time, because I don't want to get used to having sex. And then, you know how, like, when you find that good sex partner, like, you're used to them and it's good. And then if you venture out to somebody else, that should be whack. And you'd be like, what the fuck? Then that's when you have to tell them about themselves, about your shit is whack, you're not good in bed, you're wasting my fucking time, and, you know, I have a tantrum. So I'm trying to be nice and not do that anymore. Because people said that that's mean if you tell somebody that their sex is whack while they're fucking you.
It's not your fault, though. The reality is that good dick can fuck up a whole lot of lives. Like, one dude with good dick can fuck up, like, the lives of 10 other individuals and not even know it, because you're exactly right about that. So if a woman, if one of her first encounters, or, like, if she hasn't had sex in a while or what have you, and then she encounters a gentleman who, like, really gives it to her, you're right. Every guy after that is going to have to stack up, because that's what it's all about, right? Like, in order for me to leave this one thing that I have, you need to show me that whatever it is that you have is going to be better than that. So that's not your fault. Guys with, like, not so good pipes need to figure out other ways to entice you. Like, they need to do something great. You can't do nothing great in the bedroom. Like, you need to dominate in some sort of area. Eat the hell out of some pussy, lick at, like, whatever it is you feel you need to do. If your dick game is not up, fellas, you should probably practice on that ASAP.
You know, and it's just some men that just don't need to fuck. They can't eat pussy. They can't fuck. They can't, I mean, they just can't do nothing. So, you know, but buy prostitutes and just pay for what they need to hear.
It's a sad situation.
Yeah, it's really sad because it's like, from my experience, like when a lot of men talk about what they're going to do to you and how they're going to fuck you, this, that, and the third, 9 times out of 10, when you start fucking, they come early. They have those little premature nuts. And then it's like, you know, they got the da-da face, like, damn, I'm stuck. Da-da, damn, you know what I mean? And it's like, I sit there, and I was having a conversation with someone today, and they was like, oh, you look old, or something like that. And they was like, you really couldn't handle me, I'm 26. And I'm just like, whatever. And he's like, I think he's in Canada, right? And he was like, you know, over here, we don't really mess with older women. I was like, see, it's ignorant people like you that make me snap. I said, because at the end of the day, it's not about your age. It's about what you do, how you do. You know what I'm saying? It's about your stamina and everything like that. I said, but when you think about it, every man fucks with an older woman because older women teach them. I was like, so a lot of men, when you ask them, when did they lose their virginity? A lot of them are going to tell you they lost it to the babysitter. They lost it to their mother's friend. They lost it to a prostitute. But it was somebody that was older than them, and she taught them.
Right. I can agree with that statement.
I can't say I was with an older man, and he taught me. He taught me I need to fuck with something younger.
Somebody that had a little more stamina.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, a lot of times men, you know, when they're your age or older, just depends on where you're at in life, it's like their sex drive is not the same. I've always had a high sex drive from a teenager on out, you know what I'm saying? So for me, you can't just fuck me once, roll over, and go to sleep, and then you get up the next morning and you just on your way to work or you're on your way out the door. The fuck wrong with you? No. We need to go at least 2-3 rounds unless it's one of those, I'm smutting you out and sweating you out once is good, because then I need you to go. I don't need you to stay tonight. I don't need you to cuddle. I don't need you to ask me any questions outside of, are you coming?
Right.
It's okay.
Right.
So, you know, for him to say that, I just thought it was funny, because then he had to come back and say, you know what, you're right. Of course I'm right. Most men have encountered older women first starting out in the sexual game because they taught them. I know plenty of guys that be like, they fucked with an older woman. She taught them how to make love. She taught them how to eat pussy. She stuck their head between her legs, and the motherfuckers did not come up until she nutted a couple of times, and she was completely satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a friend, like, he never ate pussy. His girlfriend was like, you gonna learn today, and she sat on his face and did not get up until she felt like he learned what he needed to learn and did what he needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, he was an ass-licking, pussy-eating motherfucker. Like, he pussy and fuck you, and I have to thank her, because she made him do it.
Right.
It's like, for me, it's like, younger guys have good stamina. And I'm not going to say way younger guys, but guys that's younger than me, that's in the gym, that's real active, they tend to be, you know, in good shape. Me, I don't really want to fuck with an older man because then, you know, old men got them old ugly ass. I'm just saying, you never heard anybody, like, ooh, he got, look at him, he got an old butt. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, I just want to keep it sexy. I'm not saying I'm going to be youthful forever, but as long as I'm looking the way that I'm looking, I want to be with somebody that's going to be able to, you know what I'm saying, be able to take in all the things that they need to do.
Right, right.
So it's like, when I was younger. I like dating older guys because they could fuck longer. You know what I'm saying? So when I'm like 16, 17, and you're like 19, 20, 21, you know, you've been fucking for a while, so you know what you're doing. But I wasn't going to go out here and be fucking somebody that was 30, 40, because I was told that when you fuck old men, you get worms. And when you like 17, 18, you know, 30, 35, that's old as fuck.
Right.
Like, you can't.
But old guys, though, so I'm listening to you, and I'm feeling you with what you're saying, but in my own personal experience, old guys don't really, you don't have to have sex with old men. Like, that's the good part. Like, they're okay. They just want to eat your pussy and make you happy. Like, they're totally fine with that. They're like, oh, no, I don't have to have sex with you. Let me just come over here and nap on this.
Not the ones I know. That'd be the first thing they thinking about. They have a little smile on their face. Like, Like, oh my God. Like, You know, that's why I told people, I met a guy that was in his, he told me he was in his 40s. And I was in my 40s, so he was like in his mid-40s. I'm like, okay, I'm going to try that older guy thing or whatever, right? But he lied about his age. And when I tell you, every time that we fuck, it was 2 minutes or less. 2 minutes or less. So my thing is, what the fuck? But he lied.
But why did you give him time number? Okay, I can understand giving him maybe time number two because perhaps the first time was an accident. But why three?
No, this was all in the same day, honey. He was just like, oh, hold on, like trying to get his face back. And I thought it was just because he worked all night or whatever. But that was just him. Pages came quick. So, you know, that was like last time I decided I was going to deal with an older person. Right? Because it was not worth it. So for me, these are my age limits. I like late 20s to like the late 20s to like mid 30s, late 30s. You know, I can fuck with you like that. Now, if you in your 40s, it gotta be something hella sexy about you to make me want to fuck with you.
Okay, that's understandable. So, old men, there is a do not enter sign on Chocolate Pussy.
Oh, yeah.
45 and up, ain't happening.
Unless,
sorry, guys.
See as fuck. Now, the dude, the daddy, and Romeo Must Die, I think he's sexy as fuck. Now, he might be able to get it. He might be able to get it. Morgan Freeman, I'd be scared he was going to have a heart attack up in my pussy. So, nah, he couldn't get it.
What if he took, like, some Viagra and worked out every day? Could he get it then?
Viagra? No, because I don't want to fuck with somebody that has to use that. You know, I understand shit happens or whatever, but, because then I'm going to be worried about your heart rate when you're using Viagra. Like, what if you're doing it and you have a fucking heart attack? And while you're having a heart attack, your dick is still hard when the paramedics get there. And then they're looking at me like, what in the hell? So, you know, it's kind of iffy that way. So, be like, no, you have to pass on that. You have to pass on that. So, what I'm going to do, because Jazzy lost her call again, I'm going to take, oh, there she go. You must be in a very bad area.
Yes, sorry about that. I'm like, I was so confused.
Oh, you're fine. But no, I can't do the Viagra, because what if he has a heart attack, and when the paramedics get there, his dick is still hard, and they're looking at me like, what?
I'm a nasty type of bitch, so I'll probably just try to ride it till they got there. Like, wait, don't die yet. Let me come first.
Talk about giving you a stiff one. Like, no. You know what I mean? It's funny because actually when I was in New York, I was hoping I was going to meet your friend, right?
Right.
I didn't meet him. And
okay.
I'm kind of glad that I didn't, because I love how God works in mysterious ways, because the person I thought that he was, or who he started out to be, is not the person that he really is. Now, you know, when you have two faces, it's hard to keep them separate, because your real face is going to come forward.
Right.
And the real face came forward. So now, with that being said, I'm just like, you know what? Should I be the foul person that they accuse me of being and just put them on blast? Or should I just keep being me and doing the right thing and continue to have favor in my footsteps?
Right. Keep it classy.
Yeah, I am. But if I ever decided to be a foul bitch, I promise you, I would be paid, because I would sell that story to a tabloid.
You're going to be all right. Keep it classy. You're better than that.
Yes. But, you know.
So I'm bugging out right now, because I actually thought that that's who you were talking about. So now I'm, like, way confused. We might have to chat about this offline.
Yeah. Oh, I can tell you undoubtedly, hell fuck no. Hell fuck no. But I did get to meet Big Crip and his brother and a couple of other members of Fresh Gang Entertainment.
Okay.
And, oh my God, I had so much fun. I interviewed I gotta put the video together and put it on YouTube and everything like that. But I hung out in Brooklyn and Crown Heights with them and got me some Jamaican food, some jerk chicken, rice and peas with curry, chicken gravy on the rice and peas. And it was nice. And it's like, now I'm to the point where I can't wait to get on the road to go to different places to meet people and interview them for the camera and make it a video.
Right.
So I'm
shout out to Big Crip, by the way.
Yes, and he's really big. He's like 6'4".
Hence the name, Big Crip.
I was like, oh, wow. That, like, shocked the fuck out of me. So, it's
no
like,
wonder he got two Beyoncés.
Yes! I mean, I'm just saying, you know, just from the outward, I don't
right,
know.
Right,
I'm
right.
The other one, I don't cross the lines or anything like that, but I'm just like, oh.
Right. Okay, it all makes sense now why you got two of them. All right.
Yeah, and it's funny because Tuesday night we're supposed to have a meet and greet for Chocolate City Radio, right? So I'm in New York, and I'm sick every day that I'm there. So I go to Dave and Buster's. I get there early. I'm getting so fucking drunk, I can't taste the alcohol. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I order some food, and I'm like, okay, I need to get back to my room because I'm out of my comfort zone, and I'm drinking. So, I stopped at this store called Model, and I buy my son a pair of sneakers. So, it's kind of funny, because it's like when people find out that you're not from the area, right? They tend to like, oh, so what brings you here, this, that, and that? So, I'm telling the sales guy that I have a radio show. And he's like, what kind of radio show? And I'm like, sex talk. I hate telling men that are physically challenged that I have a sex talk radio show, because then they start getting comfortable and just start talking about all kinds of shit, right? All I wanted to do was buy some fucking sneakers and get the hell on.
Please define physically challenged for your listening audience, if you will.
Physically challenged means you're ugly as fuck, okay? He was ugly, and he was from Atlanta. So, we're having this conversation, and then he was just like, why is it women be acting all, basically he was like, why women be fronting in the bedroom? I cannot speak for women, you know what I mean? I'm not a fronter. If your shit is good, I'm going to tell you your shit is good. Your shit is whack, I'm going to tell you your shit is whack, and you're not going to finish. You're going to get the fuck up off of me or whatever. And then he was just like, you know what? I'm one of those dudes. I'm into foreplay. I love foreplay. I'm looking at him. And as I'm looking at him, I can see him undressing me with his eyes. Now, I'm already fucked up. So I'm really not trying to have this conversation. Because then he's like, you know what? Come over here with me, because, you know, everybody don't need to be in our conversation. This dude was really starting to talk about fucking while he was on the clock, trying to sell me some fucking sneakers. I did not even dare look down at his dick to see what it was looking like, because, I mean, I would hate to look and it be like it's hard and then it's small or whatever. So I was just like, you know what? How about you just go ahead and just close out the cell so I can get my fucking sneakers so I can leave. He would make me uncomfortable. And it's not too many men that can make me uncomfortable, but he made me uncomfortable because I could see the fucking thirst on his face, and I could hear it in his voice.
Well, I don't think he was trying to sell you sneakers, child. I think this is what he was trying to sell you.
If I can't get past the face, I can't even imagine what your dick look like. Because if you're ugly and your dick goes along with your face, it's two fucked up situations. And I'm just like, okay. And then it's just like, it's just so funny because whenever you mention sex and any type of conversation around people, it changes the whole tempo. People want to start asking you questions, or they want to start telling you about their sex life, what they're lacking, and it's just like, okay, you telling me that your woman ain't giving you no pussy, it's not going to make me want to be an advocate and give you some sympathy chica. That's not going to happen. I feel like if your woman ain't fucking you, it's the reason why she ain't fucking you. It could be something that you did. It could be something that's wrong with you, or she could just ask somebody that's fucking her better.
Well, my thing is that when a guy, and I guess this goes both ways, right? So whether it be a guy or a girl, but if you are always constantly wondering why it is your partner or your partners maybe that you've had always try to front and act like it's no big deal, chances are it probably isn't. So, like, niggas, like, dudes, if you're with women and they never, like, scream your name or tell you how good it is and tell you they can't get enough, it's probably because they could really, like, live life without it. And the same thing goes for women. If a man never tells you how good the pussy is and how he ain't going nowhere, and his dick belongs to you, it's probably because it doesn't. You know, do some Kegels and, like, I don't know, maybe get your head game up. Sorry, I just figured I'd put that out there.
I mean, I feel you on that. And it's quite interesting how people feel that their pussy is good because some men didn't have the heart to tell them that it was not good or it was ratchet or it was nasty. Because you have some men that tend to take the high road out and be gentlemen and not tell the truth. They dodge the bullet. And then you have some men that will be like, bitch, your pussy stink. It ain't good. Or, you know, whatever may be the reason that whatever caused you to, whatever prevented you from having your pussy, they will sit there and they will tell you. Just like you have some women that will take the high road and won't tell the guy honestly what they thought about his dick. Or a female like me that's really going to tell him. I can't stand for a guy that I'm just started fucking to be like, who pussy is it? It's not yours. I hate hearing that question because I'm not going to lie to you. Or
I say, fuck me until I say your name. That's what I say. That's just me, though.
Or, you know what I can't stand is when they be like, take this big dick, and you just really be like, it's not really that big. You know what I'm saying?
That's when you ask them, take it where? Just take it out.
Is he like, did we bring my dildo into the bed with us or something? Because that one, I got one that's 10 and I got one that's 9, but, you know, I don't need all that. And I just be like, Because I like to sit down and have a conversation with men. Because men will sit there and talk to you like you're one of the fellas. And they will tell you the things about females and the shit that they say and the shit that they do. And it'll be, like, so funny. Matter of fact, you know what I'm thinking about doing, and I'm not sure if he's going to answer the phone or not, because I had sit there. I told King that I talked about our intimate encounter in New York, and he was like, oh, man, wow, I wanted to hear the show. And I think I'm going to call him and be like, what is your definition of good pussy? What is your definition of good sex? Because that question came to me from him after the intimate encounter. So I normally don't do that. That is what my wife told me. My dick is not big enough for her. So when she told you that, what did you say to her? Like, I can imagine being,
I'm not trying to break up a happy home or anything, Chop, but if his wife told him that, then that means that she probably got some dick outside of their marriage, because why would you marry somebody if their dick wasn't good? Like, forever? You want me to be with bad, like, forever? And the sex is going to be wet?
Oh,
that means she thought it was good when she married him. And then after they got married, she got some better dick. So his dick wasn't the bomb anymore.
Or this is what he said. He said, so I got much better at giving head. And that goes back to what you said earlier.
Mm-mm.
Wow. So, Mr. Me Just Me, did you ever think about using a penis pump? Did you ever think about, Viagra just makes it stay harder.
How do you marry somebody and the sex isn't great? Like, aren't there certain requests? Now, let me rephrase that. Maybe they did it the old school way where they got married prior to being together. You know, so that could be true. But if they fucked before that, like, how do you fuck before that and then, like, marry the person and the sex is not that great?
I guess it depends on the lifestyle, because he was like, she has a couple of lovers on the side who give it to her sometimes.
See, so they're open.
Yeah.
Ooh. Can I just say this? If you know your sex game is whack, don't let your partner go outside and experience other stuff. Don't do it. You know what I like about white guys? And I don't know if all white guys are this way, but the white guys that I dated, he knew his dick was small. See, white guys know that they have a stigma for having small dicks, and they're okay with that. So they do other things to compensate. Like, they'll fuck you with a dildo. They'll do all of these other things because the fact that their dick is small, like, they're okay with that. They just want to be a pleaser.
Well, see,
your pussy real good. They'll fuck you with a dildo. They'll do all other stuff to make you come hard. But they don't have to fuck you because they already know their dick is small.
Well, see, I met one off of Plenty of Fish, and he felt like he had a really big dick for a white guy. And that's all he talked about. And then, it's like, to me, I'm just like, okay, look, boo-boo. I'm black. I've been with a lot of black dudes that have way bigger dicks than yours. So, you are smelling yourself. You know, you was blessed to have some width, but it's not the biggest that I've seen. And
right.
You tell him that you've seen other dicks bigger than his. He just was not trying to hear that. And for me, it was just funny as fuck because I'm like, yo, he has been straight denial. And I mean,
right. It's
some guys that will be like, okay, I'm below average, or, you know, they own up to it. Then you have some that were blessed and they know how to use it. And then I think for me, I don't like dealing with somebody that has low self-esteem, like,
Always
been like, oh, my dick is small, or I haven't learned how to be with somebody to humiliate them about their dick size. And a lot of people are, oh, Lord, have mercy. Hold up. I'm sorry. The chat room got me off guard. He is like, he's white, and her lovers are black. Oh, damn. Did somebody ask me would I take 14 inches? No, I'm not trying to take 10. I'm good with 8 and 2.
14? You are not going to permanently damage my pussy. No, thank you.
Exactly. Wow.
I'm really not going to be fucking nobody else. Then we damn sure better be married. And it's really till death do us part, niggas.
Wow.
14. No, thank you.
Me, just me. I'm just going to call him me. Mr. Me is, like, really being honest. He's like, I've learned to take my place as a pussy licker while other bigger men fill her up. Wow.
Yeah, they also next level type shit. I mean, that's stuff you see in porn movies, you know? Like, the man watching the wife get banged by 5 guys, like, that's that type of shit you see in porn movies. That's not real life type stuff. Like, I cannot imagine telling my dude that his dick is small, but I still love you, though, and I still want to be with you. I just want to fuck other people. And him being okay with that, knowing that I'm fucking other people, like, no, I probably wouldn't be here living.
So my question is, Mr. Me, how long into the marriage, okay, like, when you and her first had sex, did she tell you that your dick wasn't big enough for her and y'all agreed to let her have other things that can make up for what you lacked in? And then how did y'all get to the point of being husband and wife knowing that she is taking bigger and multicolored dicks? I mean, how did y'all get to that point? I'm waiting for him to answer that one because I am just like, wow.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean, is it like a financial situation?
And which one is the one with the paper is what I want to know.
And know your enemy ain't helping. He's just in here. I know a woman who did that to her husband. She would sit in the closet and watch. If I have a man, he got to sit in the fucking closet and watch another dude pound me, he don't need to be my man.
He might as well. Let me find out. I'm going to reserve my opinion.
So, I'm baffled on that one.
Read it.
No, I'm still waiting for him to answer. I'm still waiting for him to answer because, I mean, I know there are some people that do that, and that's like a practice in lifestyle. But it's to me, I think it's nice when someone feels comfortable enough and they come on the show. Oh, hold on. He's on the line. Okay, me, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, this is me, just me.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I like your show.
Oh, thank you. Now, we have a lot of questions for you. I hope you don't mind, okay?
No, that's okay. I wanted to answer the one that you asked. Like, my wife and I have been married about 6 years, and everything was pretty good at the beginning of the marriage. It was about 2 years ago when we just kind of got in this rut sexually where we weren't really having a lot of sex, and, you know, I would always try to initiate it, and she didn't seem to be for it, and then we kind of went through the stage where we were fighting a lot, and we weren't intimate at all, and then she just kind of told me, she said, you know, it's not working for me, I don't have an orgasm when you're inside me. She said that she does have an orgasm when I lick her, but when I go down on her, but not, you know, when I'm inside her. And that's when she confessed that she had an affair with a guy who was bigger, and she said that's, you know, that's where the difference came in. And so we went through it back and forth. I was, of course, upset. You know, we almost got divorced. But in the end, like now, our sex life is actually much more intimate. You know, when she needs to have an orgasm from penetration, you know, she has a couple guys that she can call on to do that. And then, but the rest of the time, I give her an orgasm with my mouth.
Wow.
Now, what do you get out of this?
Well, I like giving her oral sex. I mean, there's nothing sexier than you know, the pussy. And especially, you know, one that's, you know, after it's, you know, been fucked, it's really sexy. And, you know, we get to have that intimate time together. And like I said, our relationship seems to be much better now.
So you perform the oral sex on her after she's been fucked by someone else, so during the same session?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, just me and her, and I give her oral sex. I don't watch, though. The guy, he doesn't want me in the room when he's having sex with her. It's not like that.
But what do you get out of it? I mean, I understand that you like to eat her pussy, but what do you get out of it in terms of, like, so she gets the opportunity to experience other lovers. Do you have that same freedom?
Well, I probably could. She never said I couldn't, but I just kind of haven't, you know, found anybody else, or, you know, I guess maybe I haven't really even looked a lot for it.
Now,
and I mean, that works for you. You're okay with that. You feel like that increases your intimate moment together, and it's brought your relationship back together from the point of almost being divorced?
Yeah, I mean, it's not perfect. I mean, it's a little bit, it's a little bit, sometimes I'm thinking to myself, you know, while I'm downstairs, you know, whatever, doing chores or doing laundry or whatever's going on, and I know that she's having sex up there. I mean, sometimes that's a little embarrassing, a little humiliating, and, you know, if I think about it too much, you know, it can be a little bit, you know, it's not perfect. And I know it's not a lifestyle that most people have. You know, and the guys, you know, they're usually, I don't see them, but on occasion I do, and, you know, they're kind of they're very dominant type men, I guess, and I always find myself, you know, shying away from just having an interaction, which I guess is normal too. I don't know. So it's not perfect, but it's definitely the intimacy between my wife and I is increased.
Now, do you feel like you want to go out and find someone that would be happy with the size of your dick, seeing that your wife isn't, or you're content with her getting all the satisfaction of having you eat her and then other guys be inside of her? Don't you feel like you should be able to have the same type of excitement or the same type of pleasures with another person that might feel like your dick size is adequate for her?
I mean, sometimes, but I really, you know, do love my wife. We have a good life together. I miss it sometimes. You know, being inside her, I do miss that. And every once in a while, she'll take me inside her. But I guess I just haven't. You know, I like my life with my wife. I love her, and I guess I don't want to change that too much.
So you
and also,
don't even...
I don't want to be rejected either. It would be, you know, hard to go back out and try to find someone. And then, you know, before I got married, I mean, I had sex before I got married with other people in college and stuff. And I had one other woman who, told me kind of right after, actually during the first time we were making love, that, you know, I wasn't satisfying her because my dick was too small. So I don't want to go through that again.
So perhaps, maybe, have you ever considered just bringing someone else into the relationship the same as she has?
Yeah, but I don't know. I have thought about it. We talked about it a little bit, and she was kind of not super happy about that prospect, but she said she wasn't against it if I could find somebody. But honestly, at the time when we had a discussion, she was kind of saying, you know, I don't think you can find somebody. But then we just kind of haven't talked about it.
So why did you ever ask her? Because I guess my question would be, if you felt this way about me prior to us being married, why did you marry me?
Yeah, I mean, all that came out when we you know, kind of had the blow up and when she confessed. And she said that at the time when we got married, she wasn't dissatisfied with our sex life. It was okay, in her words. She said, you know, it was okay. And then she said, but I feel like, and these are her words, that she just never had experienced, bigger cocks before. And once she did that, she realized that that's what she needed in order to have an orgasm from penetration. And she just, you know, and we did dildos and stuff, but, you know, she likes the feeling of, you know, someone on top of her and someone. She even had me wear a strap on a couple times at first, which, that's pretty embarrassing. You know, I didn't want to do that.
You didn't want to do that. So I was dead on with my theory then, because that's actually what I said prior to you calling into the radio show. I was telling Sauce that, you know, perhaps, you know, I was assuming that that's how she realized that you were no longer satisfying her, was when she stepped outside of the relationship bounds and experienced something different. But no one can judge you, right, because this is your relationship, this is your life, and it works well for you and your wife. I guess it takes a very strong-minded person, in my opinion, to feel comfortable enough in your own skin to allow your partner to be satisfied elsewhere, because you love them so much that you feel like your relationship is still intact. So I'm floored. I'm at a loss for words.
I am full of questions, because I've heard of certain things, but, you know, for someone to be honest and talk about it, you know, I really respect him for that. My question to you, Mr. Me, is there, like, there has to be, like, a certain type of humiliation that you feel from all this whole situation? Oh, wow, he's gone. We lost the call. Jazz?
Yeah, that right there.
That's deep.
Way deep. That's, wow. I don't know. Wow. I mean, that seems just so weird to me. I never really thought that stuff like that happened in real life.
Yeah.
I guess it does.
It does. And then at the end of the day, he really loves her. Like, that's an unconditional type of love right there.
That, you know what? That definitely is unconditional, because I cannot think of one person, including myself, that would be okay with that. So, yes, that is definitely love, you know, to the 10th power. I mean, but to see these guys in your home, your wife has you downstairs folding laundry, and she's upstairs getting... Yo, I would be asking your fans to help raise bail money for me. Somebody would have to die. Like, it would have to go seriously. Then No. So I'm fucking this nigga.
Oh, here he is. He's back. Okay, now, Mr. Me, do you feel any type of humiliation from this? Like, do you feel less of a man because of what she said and what other women have said, because you aren't as endowed as other men?
Yes, I mean, to some degree, yes, but I don't harp on that, you know, because I know that I can satisfy my wife, you know, orally.
I'm sorry, that's my iPhone, and that's a robot ringtone. Sorry, it's ugly as hell. Sorry about that. So I'm trying to take all this in and be mindful. The one thing I can really say is you have an unconditional love for your wife. Is she younger than you?
She is 3 years younger than me.
Okay.
So not a lot.
Okay.
And, you know, there is, like I said, I mean, sometimes it can be pretty embarrassing or a little humiliating when, you know, the guy, sometimes he calls me up, you know, and I'm coming and he's going, and, you know, he might make a comment like, you know, that was fun, or, you know, you have fun now, or enjoy what I left, or, and, you know, that's not, I don't enjoy that part of it, but I can't really stand up to them and say, hey, you know, have some respect. I mean, after all, I am letting him into my house, you know, and then after he fucks my wife, I'm going up there after. So, you know, I just kind of bite my tongue in that regard.
So she has sex with these guys. She has sex with them. And then immediately after they are done fucking her, she then calls you in to lick it up.
I'll go down on her.
Is she using condoms?
Yes, most of the time, yeah.
Most of the time?
Yeah, she actually can't have children, but...
So these guys are coming at her?
Sometimes, yeah.
And then you go right behind them and you perform oral sex?
Yeah. I mean, I mean, all I taste is her, I think.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay, we have some other callers that I guess want to comment and stuff like that. Before I open up the line, I'm just going to tell you guys listening, it takes a real person to come on the show and to open up their life like Mr. Me has. So whatever questions you have, I'm going to ask that you be real respectful to the topic. There are no kind of crazy comments or anything like that because you guys know me, and I will cut you the fuck off. So, you know, don't start none. It won't be none. This is just like, this is what Chocolate City Radio is about. It's a sex talk radio show, and we talk about various types of adult situations, and it takes a big person to come on and to open up their life because... At the end of the day, there are some people that will scrutinize and be disrespectful or just be like, how the hell could you or whatever. We're not here to judge anybody. We're here to listen and give input, but I don't want any negative input. So I'm going to go ahead and take the first call, which is 347. The last four is 7204. You're live on Chocolate City Radio.
You okay? I thought I'd be on the low.
Okay, he's gone. Hi, Big Tone. How you doing, sweetie?
Hey, Chuck. How you doing? What's going on tonight? How you feeling?
I'm doing better. The call is still there, and I'm still going through a box of tissue, but I won't complain.
Okay, sorry I missed you. You was up here, but I heard you. You say you got sick and stuff like that,
yeah,
or whatever.
I was sick every day that I was there. I didn't go out that much.
Wow. Part of it was the change of weather, maybe. You're so used to being that down south. You know, the air, they say that down south air is a lot cleaner than New York air. Yeah, our shit is real thick and dirty in the way, if you want to put it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, them lungs. But I just chimed in. I don't even know what's going on. What's the topic for tonight?
You done missed out on man.
The topic of the night was what is your definition of great sex? But then I had a listener, a guest, that was in the chat room, and his life and the things that he was talking about was very interesting, so he decided to call in, and he's sharing his life with us. Basically, his wife told him that his dick wasn't big enough for her. So... Jazzy had made a conversation earlier about, you know, what great sex is, men, you know, if you're not holding it down in the bedroom, you need to learn how to eat pussy. And basically he said he learned to be great in head. And then he went on to say that, you know, she had sex with other men with bigger dicks and, you know, black men. And basically after she's done fucking, he comes and he performs oral sex on her. And Jazz was asking him, are the guys using condoms? And he was like, for the most part, yes, but his wife can't get pregnant, so therefore some dudes do bust in her, and he goes behind and he performs oral sex on his wife after the act of letting go has happened, but he's like, he only tastes her.
Right. Oh, okay. Wow. I mean, listen. You know how you know me, and you know my whole thing when I first came on, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? Now, my thing is the fact of the matter is the whole point of eating her out after sex, there's plenty of women out here who are fucking other people, and we damn sure give them auto sex depending when they last fuck or who they fuck, you know, how many hours or whatever. So you really don't know. You know what I'm saying? My only skeptical to be kind of skeptical is, if a guy fucks her raw and busts inside of her, like, you know, my only thing is I'm not trying to suck on some cum or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that, to me, that's just a freak. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's his version of being freakish, I guess. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, each his own. You know what I'm saying? It sounds real freaky. And I'm pretty sure that him and his wife are probably very happy. So their relationship's going good. But, I mean, to me, if a woman tells me that my shit is not big enough and it's not satisfying her, I mean, I'm not really going to really deal with her. I mean, you know, it's like, if I can't satisfy you 100%, there's no need for me to even be with you. Because all you're going to do is go behind my back anyway. And me personally, if I'm into a woman, I mean, I need her to be into me. I can't be into you getting all my time and then you going behind your back and, you know, doing what you got to do or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
She's not going behind his back, Tone, because that is the agreement that they have. He would
rather. I understand. That's another thing. Like, me personally, I can't sit there and watch my girl or my wife get fucked by another dude. Now, if it's a girlfriend or, like, remember how that whole thing we spoke about before when we was talking about, is this Jazzy, by the way? What's up, mama?
Yes, you know what I'm saying? Hey,
Tom. How you feeling?
I'm doing all right.
That was the whole thing that we was talking about the other day when we was talking about how, like, would you have a threesome with a girl, would you let your man come in, would you let your girl out? And, you know, my thing was, if it's like a jump off or a straight that I fuck with from time to time and she want to fuck another nigga, like, yo, she want to bring a homie in or whatever, all right, fine. But if you my girl, if I got to wake up to you every morning or whatever, you my wife, that shit. And if, you know, if I can, like I say, if I'm going to be satisfied with somebody and somebody will be satisfied with me, it's going to be 100%, you know? So, I mean, if that's what he likes, if that's what's keeping him around for him, that's good. That's good for him. But for me personally, I can't live with that. I can't live with the fact that I can't satisfy my girl 100% and that she needs to bring in other dudes and I got to sit there and watch another dude fuck her before I can get some satisfaction or able to satisfy her or whatever. If she's getting fucked or whatever by dudes with bigger dicks or whatever, fuck she need me for? You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. I mean, like I said, he's good with that. I mean, I can't. I'm a selfish person. I don't like to share. I don't like to share my food. I don't like to share nothing. I ain't sharing my woman or nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Gosh.
So,
Mr. Me, I have a question for you.
He's gone. He's not on the line anymore. I just happened to click on his Blog Talk profile, and it says, "Me, just me. Discuss the reality this white man learned after his wife began dating black men. The reality is the black race is superior in every way."
Wow. I guess my question for him, so if he's still listening, I'd like to know would be, how do you satisfy yourself so you're not bringing another woman into the relationship and your wife doesn't allow you to penetrate inside of her? So how do you satisfy yourself? Do you just ejaculate? Like, what sort of satisfaction do you get?
Right, and that's my thing. I'm pretty sure he wants to feel the inside of a vagina. I'm pretty sure he wants the climax while being intercourse or sexually intimate with his woman. Like, if that's the only thing he's doing is waiting for his girl to get fucked, and if they're only going to eat her out, that shit get corny after a while. Because, I mean, a dude like me, I don't want head. I want to feel some pussy. You know what I'm saying? I want to be intimate. I got to sit there and wait for you to get done with some next thing. That's sloppy seconds. Like I said, if it's a shorty that I see from time to time and she a little freak off or whatever, you know, She want to fuck around, just crazy shit like that. All right, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You not my girl. You not my wife. You never going to be that. So it is what it is. But ain't going to be no wife or no main girlfriend, no living girlfriend or whatever talking about, oh, you know, you not satisfying me. Well, get the fuck out then.
No, because you brought up a really good point, and that was something that I didn't even think about just now. Like, what all is she doing with these men, right? Because black men, I'm thinking they gonna want her to suck his dick. Like, there's so many things I want her to do. Like, not just so. He never said that it went both ways. Like, they're not pleasing each other orally. She's just saying, okay, he's done fucking me now. Come eat my pussy. And he's okay with that, but, like, is she sucking, like, she's giving...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I'm, like, bugging out right now because, like, he gets... I just feel like that's just so wrong. I mean, I can't tell anybody how to live their life, obviously, and, you know, I would never tell a man to leave his wife. Nor would I tell a wife to leave her husband. I just think you should explore some other options, Mr. Mead. That's probably...
No, but my thing is, you understand what I'm saying? If a person can't satisfy you 100%, why even be with them like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand people can still be good, kind-hearted people and this and that, whatever the case may be. But like I said, if a woman tells me I'm not satisfying her right, and I know that I could probably never fully satisfy 100%, unless you're trying to cook for a nigga and give me money when I need it, well, what else are gonna be? What else do I need you for? You know what I'm saying?
You know, some people are open like that, though. That's more like a cockhole right there, what he was talking about.
Oh, this is Know Your Enemy. He's the one that instigated this conversation in the chat room.
Hey, that's God. Real talk. I'm just telling you. That's how people, they get satisfaction out of being humiliated, because you saw at first he was like, you know, it was whatever. But then he was like, later on, she told him true that it wasn't no good for him. So, I mean, think about it. First she tell you small, then she let, then you let her screw another guy, then you got the guy even telling you you can have her back now, and then you even look in the guy's come afterward. I mean, come on, that's all forms of humiliation. So it's like he accepted his role, he knows what he had to do, and he even says all he can do is look at. So basically, they get the goods, and, you know, he just have to get the leftovers.
And then he's left
leftovers.
What
are
you doing?
That's crazy.
He's licking
that's
up the leftovers.
That's
and
that,
let me just say.
Hey, Chuck, did you see a picture of her? How does she look?
Like, it doesn't show a picture of, basically his profile picture is, it's a black stick figure, right? You know? And it has a white person on their knees sucking the dick. That's his profile picture for Blog Talk.
That's a white for him. I'm so confused.
This is crazy because it goes back to what Noah was saying, because he says, how I learned my place. And it says, it's like a little 5-second show or whatever. And it says, order superiority, black men, black women, white man. I am family happy because I have learned to obey and respect my superiors. I clean and take care of my wife's house. I welcome her black lovers on my knees. Let me see. I'm seeing if it's something else. Okay. And I serve food and wine, then I clean it all up when it's over. And then, mm-hmm. Oh, my God, it has him on a picture. It has him, his picture is him and a one-piece with a wig on all four.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's into domination because that's all part of feminization and cockolding and stuff like that. It's basically the guy knows he's not able to handle the woman. So she's up for anything that she wants, and then she messes with another guy on the side. Remember, like, in the chat room when I told you the guy would be in the closet, and the whole time he'd be watching his woman get screwed? So it's like basically he already knows his role, so, you know, he does whatever it takes to keep her happy, but he's never able to please her like how you know, like the brother on the line was just saying, because you're not like a regular guy, you might be like, you know, you screw a female or y'all both give head, there's some kind of exchange, but his exchange is being humiliated and being able to support her while the other guy is getting the goods.
Well, some dudes like this, and you know what, that's technically, that's that white boy shit. Them white men, they be liking that freaky ass shit, because you don't be seeing that shit in the hood like that. Ain't no brother, ain't no Spanish dude going to sit there and watch his wife or watch his girl get hammered. By the way, we either going to interact, are we going to take turns hitting on her like that, or ain't nobody
doing
that.
Honestly, I think that white males, which obviously I can only speak from my own personal experience, but I think that white men are far more into fetishes, or willing to admit, rather, because I'm sure other races have a freaky side that they don't want to release for fear of, you know, their reputation.
You know, we all got freaky sides, but
white men are willing to admit that they like it. So the white guy that I dated, I think I've talked about him a couple of times on the show, just in terms of experiences that we had, but not only did he know that his penis wasn't large, so he didn't he was totally okay with not, like, sleeping with me, but pleasing me, rather. But he also liked that freaky shit. Like, he liked it when I slapped him in the face when he ate my pussy. He wanted me to walk him around on the leash and collar, and, like, he liked that shit.
That's that white boy shit. That's
that white boy shit. I like that shit, too, because I was like, oh, shit.
I know you got a kick out of it. That shit was probably making your pussy look while you dragging
sure
the niggas around. I know it did, but I'm
so
saying
hard one time, so
how many brothers or how many Spanish guys you know is gonna be like, yeah, ma, put this shit around my neck and walk me around the fucking apartment like, the fuck out of here, you doing that shit.
It's some. Hold on, we have another caller. 631, the last four is 9795. You're live on the air.
Hi, everybody. This is Strong Island.
Hi, Strong Island.
Hey, Strong.
Man, Strong Island sounds kind of sexy over here. Shit, I'm about to jump on the Long Island Railroad real quick. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be in Long Island tomorrow, matter of fact.
Oh, boy, here we go.
I'm gonna be right in Malvern.
Definitely wanted to say, very interesting conversation, and thanks to Know Your Enemy for hooking me up on the show.
You're welcome.
Man, I am like tripping, but at the same time, I completely understand because I met a white guy, and he was completely into being the slave and everything like that, and he was just coming on so strong that he scared me because he was like, "I'll be your slave. Use me for whatever you want me to use me for." And at first, I thought he was normal because he was a firefighter. He was decent, this, that, and the third. Then I'm just like, okay, you know what? I can't see you because I'm trying to be involved with somebody else. And he was like, well, how about y'all both use me and whatever y'all want me to do to y'all? And then I'm like, hold up. First of all, ain't nobody I know in their right mind about to let another man come in the bedroom and serve them and me. And I'm just like, what in the hell? But I guess it's like they have that strong sense of they need to be dominated, that they don't care what you do to them, and I'm not into the humiliation type thing because I still think people are feelings. I can't sit there and dog you out because your dick is small, you know, unless we fucking and you acting like it's a big thing, you know what I mean? And he just was like scaring me to the point where I'm like, okay, look, please don't call me, don't text me, because you're sending me crazy-ass texts. People are using my phone, and they're reading it, and they're looking at me like I'm crazy. And I'm just like, wow, like, what is their cutoff point, since you know this lifestyle so well?
Well, like I told you, I don't have no cutoff point, because like you said, you've seen, even with up there wearing dresses and stuff, you know, I don't want to say real man because, like, I remember you said respect the show and stuff. But I'm just saying, like, and their lifestyle is totally different than a regular lifestyle. You know, like, when you with a woman, you know, you're about the business and trying to get to know her. But in that kind of lifestyle, it's like whatever she wants to do to him, give the other guy money, take him out, talk bad about him, have him just eat the junk afterwards, he don't get nothing. So, like, basically she can go and do what she wants, but he can't get nothing. She just gives him whatever, you know, she wants to give him.
he said that because I asked him if whether or not it was okay for him to, you know, to find comfort in another woman, and he said she was not okay with that idea. So I think you make a very, very valid point. I'm very curious to know if whether or not he participates in any of these activities, because notice he said, he didn't say that he felt uncomfortable being in the room. He said that the men that she sleeps with feel uncomfortable with him being present during that time. And so that's why he's doing other things during the time that she's sleeping with them. So I wonder if perhaps that was his thing, you know, like to be present and watch her be handled by another man.
It has to be, because ain't no man in their right mind gonna let another man, okay, because, and this is, I'm thinking like a dude right now, okay, your husband is letting me fuck you, and he's cool with it. Now, y'all might be on some old freaky shit. I could be giving you the dick, and the next thing you know, this motherfucker want to come behind me and play ass game. You know? Shit like that happens. But the thing that just has me fucked up is when he was like, they don't always wear condoms, and they come inside of her, and he goes down on her, but taste her. No, you're tasting his nut, her nut, and whatever shit might be floating up in there. Like,
he admitted, he said, I only taste her, I think. He did say the I think part.
Nah, but you know the truth, come on, for real. If she got nutted up in, you know, he's looking to come out every time.
Right, but so.
Even if it's a pre-cum, you're still licking the nut after that jump.
That's the part, that's not even the part that bothered me. I mean, that did bother me. I thought that was very disgusting. But the part that bothered me the most was when he was like, he doesn't even feel, like he feels like he's out of line for saying something to these guys when they're disrespectful to him about fucking his wife. He was like, well, I can't really just say anything because I've already humiliated myself. So it's like, you know, when they make these comments, you know, I can't just like, yeah, you can. I mean, I guess really it's like, what do you say, right? Like, what could quite possibly be your rebuttal? There is none, I suppose.
But you got to think about it, just like how you said the dude earlier. Because, you know, the dude that was on the line, I don't know if he's still on here. Now, if he comes in there, he's breaking off your wife. I mean, what kind of respect you have for yourself? Because you just let some guy come up there, beat your wife up, give it to her good, and then you lick in the nut afterwards. You know, there's not going to be no kind of respect. Next thing, guy going to be thinking like, well, now he can get your money, now he can get your crib. Or he can come over there and kick the guy out. So it's like, basically, you know, he not taking over and you're just, you know, whatever. So basically, like with that wife and husband situation, it's basically like he's just a cuckold. You know, he's her pet or whatever.
Yeah, I can agree with that. So thinking back from, like, the perspective that Chop gave, like, if she was a guy and how she would not feel comfortable, me, on the other hand, I would fuck the dog shit out of somebody's wife while he was watching and wouldn't give two fucks, and I wish he would try to, like, play some behind, because that would be, like, deadly for him, but I would. I totally would do it. I'd have him sit right there on the couch. I'd have him videotape it, and I would fuck the dog shit out of somebody's wife. I would do it. No questions asked. I'd pump all up in her. Not without a condom, though, because she's already a nasty bitch, so I wouldn't take that risk, but I would definitely bang somebody else's wife in front of their husband. If I was a man, just saying. If I was single and I was a man, I would do. I would be a trifling dude, though, so don't mind me.
I mean, there's people out there that make a lifestyle off of that. They got fetish videos. They got people that escort like that. I got a homegirl. She has a white slave, and I know that's, like, mainly what we're talking about. But she's like, she was going to escort him out and have him do stuff like that. So a lot of these lifestyles go to clubs and swinging and, you know, people that's not getting satisfied at home. And then I know people that even write books on stuff like this, that white guys, they feel like they're inadequate to a black man. So that's why they end up doing these things. And the black guy, he gets paid or he gets worshipped by the white female or any other female because we're supposed to be the ones to put it down in the bed and they're supposed to be trifling and lowly. So they'll do like this stuff, like she said, about dressing up, wearing wigs, you know, giving the person money. Matter of fact, the people might even go out on dates. He has to go home. He has to be at home a slave for and stuff like that. So there's people that actually get paid a lot from doing stuff like this.
Oh, my God. This, I'm just like, and he was pretty bold because he just came on and he put it out in the chat room and then he came on the air and then he spoke about it. Yes. Damn. Bless his heart. And he don't want to start over because everybody tell him his dick too small. Well, when you got long money, people overlook how small your dick is. That's just how I think sometimes. What do you think, Jazz?
I think this is just, I'm still, I'll get back to you. Give me a second.
Oh, my gosh. I'm speechless. I'm very speechless. No, how did you get into this?
Because like I told you, I'll be having like mistresses and dominatrix be coming on my show. And then, you know, people like I showed you on the links be from like Adult Space and Fet Life. And, you know, like when you watch like little videos and stuff like that. So you be finding out people be having clubs for fetishes. And then, like I said, I have a friend, she's into doing pay to play. So, you know, she has to deal with different people and different professions. And they had like different fetishes and stuff. So I'll be finding out from them about stuff. And then that's how I'll be finding out what they be doing. Because I got that even on my show, how a mistress had did stuff like that. So, like I said, you be finding all kinds of crazy stuff people be into.
And damn, I thought me pissing on somebody was cool. Boy, this is crazy as fuck.
Shit, you got to watch out for everything because you got people coming out of jail, been doing stuff. You got dudes wearing skinny jeans being on the down low and stuff. You never know what people be into, especially in, like, Maryland, D.C. area. They got, like, 15 different names for what they call dudes out this jump. And they be acting like they straight the whole time and going right back home to their wives.
And they're in Atlanta. And then, you know, certain parts of
San Francisco, Seattle.
Damn. Ain't no dick safe but a dildo.
Yeah, you know, that had to be wrong right there because he's talking about he wearing a strap. Well, you know, a guy, once he might as well let her play her toys, but you ain't putting no strap on him. Dang,
that. He feel bad and he wasn't going to do that anymore. He did say that.
Right, but you would have did it off the break. You might have put a vibrator on or a click or something, but she ain't going to wrap nothing around you and then be trying to bang it from the back. I mean, you had to know that was going to be embarrassing.
But you know what? I understand what you're saying, and yes, that is embarrassing, I can say. However, that cannot be more embarrassing than letting another man fuck your wife and you at the house, and he like, ha, 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 your turn. Come lick my cum up. Like, I can't think of anything more embarrassing than that. I would rather, I mean, at least if I was in that predicament and I was to use a strap on, nobody else would know but me and her unless she decided to tell somebody else.
But let me ask you on the real, like, even with the dude on the line and everybody, now how many dudes do you know you can tell put a strap on and hit you from the back? They're going to look at you worse like you playing a joke. And if you look serious, they're going to be looking like they're ready to smack you. You think a guy really going to be a big...
That's a different kind of guy, though, but think about who he is. I mean, the normal type of dude would never stand for any of the things we're talking about tonight. It would all be extremely, like, it would not be heard of. But the type of guy that he is, I would just think that perhaps that would be the better alternative as opposed to actually allowing these other men to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would just be like, okay, bitch, I'm just going to be embarrassed, but I'm about to fuck the shit out you with this dildo right here. Like, how you want it? As opposed to, like, letting another, like, you know, as opposed to letting somebody else lift her legs up and put her in the pretzel. Like, no. And now I got to cook this nigga food? Like, now I got to feed him dinner because he worked out so hard in your pussy? Like, no.
But then, the crazy part is, it's just like, I'm imagining that he got to be like maybe 3-4 inches and real skinny or whatever, right? And it's like, for me, it's just like, after a black man has entered your wife, like, and pulled out, her hole is going to be big. So just imagine your dick just falling in there. Your tongue is falling in there because that shit is open. And you just slurping up sloppy seconds. Like,
you know what?
That's gonna get off the break.
He should have told her, like, oh, okay, bitch, so you like fucking black niggas now. Okay, great. So what you're saying is I'm too small. I'd have been putting my fist up in there. I'd have been like, oh, okay, well, how about this? Does this work? Well, let me put this part of my body in here because ain't no way. Ain't, man, please. I just, and didn't I say it, Chuck? I called it. I said, I was like, she had to have cheated after they got married because there is no way that you would marry somebody and not be satisfied. I said it, and he confirmed it. She slept with a black man because she was curious, and it's never been the same since.
But you know, they say
I was him, I would find the black man that she had an affair with, and I would fuck his ass up. He messed up my whole life.
But you know, what they say, once you go black, you never go back.
Wow.
Or you need a wheelchair, depending on what movie you're watching.
Oh, well, yeah, you're watching White Chicks. Yes. But my thing is,
go black.
They say once you go white, you know you've been licked right. But like he said, out of all of this, his head game has gotten a hell of a lot better.
That's the one thing she does call him in for, her to come lick the pussy. Now, do you think it's because since these men know what the deal is, none of them are putting their mouth on it? So that's probably why he got that job. Now, if one of those dudes was sucker enough to give her head after knowing how trifling she was, she probably would not use her husband for any part of the game. He would probably be totally outsourced. But she's still
got money.
Well, he's doing the damn cooking and cleaning. So, I
mean,
I'm
saying that he would be like her money pig, but the other people, they wouldn't be able to feed it up.
Sexual satisfaction, though.
Right.
He did not even get to touch his wife if, in fact, she found somebody to give her head. But because those dudes are like, hell nah, bitch, you just, that's when she calls him in. Because he said it. He was like, sometimes, like, he even meets these guys in passing because she'll call him in after, the, like, you know, as they're exiting the room. Like, I'm not even, like, the pussy is still smoking. And you want me to put my face down here right now? He's still smoking.
But just think about the dude. Like, yo, this dude about to eat my nut. Man, I made sure I busted a good load of it.
Like,
that's wild.
What if he was like, nigga, I ain't drinking no water today either. Like, ain't
wow.
No water today.
Man, wow. You about to drink all, you about to lick up all my fucking kids.
But here's the kicker though. I wonder if he's ever walked in on his wife giving head to the dude. I wonder. You know what? If I was a guy though, I'd smack his wife in the face on my dick when she came in, when he came in the room.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, here, bitch, here's your kiss goodbye. Boom. Smack her all in the face with it.
Or, see, I would be an exhibitionist because y'all know I'm like that anyway. If I was fucking another man's wife and I knew his dick was small and I had a big dick, I would be spreading her shit so far apart that she thought I was going to rip it so that motherfucker could see every inch of my 10 inches or whatever I got going in and out that motherfucker. So every time he think about it, he'd be like, man, this pussy's ruined. My dick will never, ever feel the same as this.
But then I guess it brings us back to what makes a good sexual encounter, right? So, like I said, if I was a guy in that particular situation, I would let the husband watch, and I would do exactly what I said. I would be like, well, whose dick is it? Like, whose pussy is it? Bitch, you better tell me whose pussy this is. Who? You better tell me whose motherfucking pussy this is. Is it his? Is it his pussy? And I was, no, it's yours.
And
we have to start talking about this man, because you know why people are crazy.
At least this place is come on the show and tell a bunch of black people that he got a black man fucking his wife because his dick is too small.
But think about where he is mentally, child. He'll mess around, come back, and kill every goddamn body.
Man, what he going to do? He can't find me. I'm not about to tell people where I'm at.
Not us. I'm not talking about us. I'm talking about his wife and the men and some more shit.
Okay, but that's the world that he created. He allowed that to happen, and he waits on them hand and foot. So who's to say for the black men that feel comfortable with him watching, like, yo, motherfucker, go get me some water. Come wash the sweat off my ass, you know? Because you got some men that are ratchet like that, like, okay, this motherfucker, he going to let me come in his house. He going to welcome me, and he know I'm getting ready to smash his wife. Oh, he's soft. Let me go ahead and dog him out while I'm dogging his wife out. Yo, homie, can you go ahead and give me a Coors Light? Can you get me a shot? I need some water. We're taking an intermission break. Yo, go get her. Go wash her pussy up for me. You know, you got some dudes that'll just take it, like, to the extreme because the simple fact is, give somebody an inch, they're going to take them out. You let somebody, a stranger, come into your house to fuck your wife, and you're there. So in the back of a person's mind, it's like you don't give a fuck what happens next, cause you are already letting somebody violate your home and violate your wife, even though that's an agreement that y'all have. That's still like a straight violation. Ain't nobody finna respect no type of nothing in that fucking household.
Just being rather frank, though. I mean, just being honest. So I'm talking about the things that I would do, could do, whatever. But honestly speaking, I think that it probably doesn't go down like that for the mere fact that if you were put in a real-life situation like that, I think it would mentally mess your head up so much at the fact that this is allowed to go on, these shenanigans, that I probably couldn't even perform right, to be honest, because I would be so doggone baffled by the situation. I'll mess around and mess some stuff up, so
But the part about it, Jazz, when you look at his picture, he's not old. He is not old at all.
Well, I guess that kind of goes back. I've seen this on, I don't know what show I was watching one day when I was home from work, and the guy had the desire to, he had a thing for, like, babies or whatever. And he met, like, a young man. The man was, like, in his 20s. And he wanted the guy to, like, sleep in the crib and, you know, wear a onesie, a bib, and some more. He wanted, like, to, you know, to spoon feed him and some more stuff. You just never know what people are in. You just never know. Never know.
True. Well.
I wish the heck I would try to put... Could you imagine a 21-year-old man in a onesie?
So that's it.
I have learned so much tonight. Like, wow. And I don't give a damn what no say about from people on his show, this and that. You're a little too motherfucking knowledgeable for me, but that's cool. I know you're a freak undercover.
Yeah, I say no, I like how I keep real shit. I tell you all that stuff.
This has been the, wow. This has been truly an interesting show. I'm still done, like, I wonder if she still kisses him. Like,
She probably doesn't respect him enough to do that. That's a big, so here's
right.
the thing. Kissing is such an intimate thing.
Yes.
Some people value that more than they view the actual dirty deed. So it's like, she probably doesn't even have that much respect for him to kiss him on the mouth.
Man.
No, if she have him licking up another nigga's nut, she ain't got no respect for him.
She probably got him sucking a dick that a motherfucker that don't really care. Like, okay, shit, all right. You know, you got some that participate in some crazy shit. So I think it's a lot more going on in that motherfucking household than he was ready to tell us. Now I'm just nasty,
yeah.
so I'm thinking of it all. But he done sucked a couple of dicks and everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's already bad. She's growing. Yeah, because think about it. It's already bad enough she's screwing the niggas, but then you're going to be sitting there waiting around and let the guy talk trash to you? Come on, man.
And
hey,
you sit around, lick his nut.
Right.
To each his own. That's all I got to say. To each his own.
I mean, for a homie on the line, it's
right
one thing
now.
For you to have somebody cheat on you with your girl or whatever like that. But are you really going to sit up in the house with another nigga that's going to be coming over that dumpster? You know he about to give your wife the business or your woman the business.
And then he going to punish her ass, so you going to hear her sounding off like
right.
never heard her before. Because he going to be digging in that pussy, you know what I mean? And all you can do is just think about, damn, I could put my strap on and, you know, try, but it wouldn't be the same. She want to feel that big dick grow. She want to feel the motherfucking vein. And she probably get turned on by the color of a black dick and just looking at it. And then after it done came in and how juicy it is, I need to find her.
Could you imagine he's like folding socks together and the little, what is it, the stucco from the ceiling falling off above him because things are going down to the extreme. So he's folding socks and got the stucco coming off in the laundry basket.
But think about it. He got to lay in that bed every day. He got to see her all the time. And she might have some regular Joes coming over there, John. He ain't going to have no respect for that, John. He's probably crying every night going to sleep. Come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all can't take that job seriously. Yeah, no way you going to have no respect there for all that.
No, and then he's stuck because he is settling because he doesn't want to start over and keep hearing how small his dick is.
Well, then, doggone it, become a woman. That was probably the best advice I could give. Then become a woman. You already have feministic ways. Fuck it.
He can always be hurt. And just...
But they have surgery for that kind of thing, don't they? Can't you enhance your lifestyle?
Right? What you can do, but in a situation like that, he needs to get on his knees and he needs to pray for options to do better. Because, like, just think about it. What quality of life is he going to have as they get older? Because it's already known that you can't satisfy your wife. Only thing that you can do is eat her pussy and swerve up another man's nut. Like, what kind of happy you have year after year of living like that, the next thing is enjoying your pussy. Really?
Wow, guys.
Yeah, somebody went hard on that job.
I think they
look, that's probably one of the boyfriends right there. That's probably the guy that just left out on her.
Wow.
That is too much. This is crazy. We have come to the end of our show. I have a lot to think about. Now I got to go downstairs and show my kids this one. My daughter going to be like, Mommy, you nasty as hell. I'm like, no, that man is nasty. I'm just telling y'all what he said. People on my BlackBerry Messenger is like, what?
Well, again, shout out to Mr. Me for being brave enough to share his story. And I, you know, all jokes to the side, I think something like that is important to know for the mere fact that he is not the only one, you know. And this type of thing truly does exist. I mean, you know, I guess everybody has to find their own special place. There's someone meant for everyone. And, you know, you like it, I love it, I guess.
Man, fuck that. I ain't like
it. Just couldn't be me.
Loving that shit, I'm going to take his ass straight to the fucking therapist.
That's it.
He going to sit
shit,
on the
phone. I told you, you better become a pimp. Make money off that nigga.
Oh, boy. That's that DC shit in you.
Here we go.
No.
As I said before, I like the thrill of being, you know, a little bit dominant when I had that experience. So, I mean, I've never been that far to the extreme, but I'm not going to lie, it did give me a sense of empowerment. I liked it.
It made your pussy wet?
At first, it scared me a little bit, though, because I thought it was a setup, right? And I was like, you want me to what? No, no, no. But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to try it. And it did. Like, I was like, oh, okay. I slapped that man so hard one time, Chuck. I don't know. I felt a certain kind of way about it. So, yeah.
Wow. No comment at all. I'm just done.
Don't judge me. Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just shocked. I'm speechless over here.
I liked it. I mean, that was that one person. And that's, honestly, it wasn't because I was like, hey, let's try, you know, let's be like this. It was more so like, that was their thing, and that, you know, I think I was just an extra in his stage play.
All right, now. Definitely good conversation.
Yes, I am about to go to bed. I have to get up early in the morning and do some homework and go handle some car business. Jazzy, stay freaky. Miss Strong Allen, woo! Thank you for calling in. You have a strong, mind. No, you just a piece from I don't know where the hell.
Thank you.
I don't give a damn. It's not about your motherfucking radio show and your guest. It's you. It's just you. But if you ever come across Greensboro, North Carolina, stop and let me holler at you.
Alright.
See what I'm saying? Listen to him. Alright. I'm coming, girl. I'll be back Sunday night for Slow Jam Sunday. No. When is your show?
Well, I'm not doing nothing really at this time, but I'll start back next month. But it's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays at 11 p.m. Eastern.
I gotta make sure I catch that because you always support me. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm about to send you my number. So every time you have a show, make sure you text me so I can be on.
Alright.
All Black
I love that.
So don't close out your chat because I just sent you my number. Okay. You guys have a good night. Thank you for riding the chocolate wave. For those of you that are listening that are freaky, go ahead and fuck. Just tweet me and let me know how it was. I'll be in the bed all lonely, about to eat a few jalapeno chips and finish up my banana pudding cake. And go take a cold shower. So, you guys have a good night, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Good night.